Today is the 22nd day. And according to my little old calendar here, it's 84 days tomorrow. Got your tape today, the one that was kind of half on one side and half on the other, and all this. It has two tapes for me. This makes the 4, 5, 6. You owe me. I'm 5 ahead of you now. So you're going to have to get on the stick. First of all, I hope you can get that thing fixed. It's really kind of a pain in the ass. But it's still coming in pretty good if I turn it up real loud, you know. And I can't help but think something, well, a tape recorder ain't any good anyway. So by now I hope you've got it fixed, or Bard, Mike's got one. You know, he probably wouldn't mind if you borrowed his.
Okay, Ram. Jimmy Carson's on now. Remember when we used to sit and watch it all in Wichita? Watch Johnny Carson. So, anyway, back to what I wanted to discuss with you. You said in there about, you're talking about fabrications. And you said maybe someday we just ought to sit down and tell all our fabrications, and that, you know, you thought if you told me anything right now that, you know, that I wouldn't be like I was before. Well, honey, I think you're trying to tell me something. And if you've got something to tell me, I wish you'd go ahead and tell me. Because if it's what I think it is, I've been expecting it. So, if you've got something to get off your chest, won't you just go ahead and get it off? Please don't wait till you get home. Do it now and let me get over it before you get home. Please. Because if it's what I think it is, it's going to ruin a homecoming. I mean, it's going to ruin it after you get here. If you tell me now, then be over it. And I hope and pray to Jehovah it's not what I think it is. Because no matter how much we can forgive each other and everything, if you've done what I think you've done, or, you know, what I feel like maybe you're trying to tell me, I know I'd forgive you because I love you so much, but it's going to hurt like the devil, and I just as soon get over that hurt by myself. Because I might say something or do something that I'd regret. And you'll probably say, no, I thought she was over that. But, honey, I can't help it. Something like that, I just can't shrug it off like it was just, you know, nothing. Because I guess that's the worst kind of hurt you could ever do to me. But I'll get over it. I can say, I mean, I can forgive you for it. I know. So, if you're trying to tell me something, go ahead and tell me, okay? Just get it out in the open. I'd rather hear it now. So if you don't feel like you want to tell me, then you tell me, okay? And I can't think of any fabrication that I've told you. Of course, it probably has been a long time ago. I'm always doing something to get something out of you. But, you know, nothing big. I've always told you the truth. So I can think of anything. But I would appreciate it if you'd let me know if there's something, you know, that you need to tell me. You need to get resolved before you get home. It's like you say, I don't want it to be like it was the first time. I don't want to have to go off on the trip, like you said, but get all our problems settled. And about the 0-0 thing, it's still at way. We didn't go to the zoo that night. Bill had asked Mike, but Francis told me about it. Bill had asked Mike to go, but Mike said it was just too rough there because I guess it had been there. And I told her that I appreciated Mike, you know, refusing. I said, because I wasn't going to go unless Mike went. But, you know, I just didn't think it would look good. And I'm kind of like you. I'm kind of leery of Bill. And that night, if he came over, well, about midnight, he went and got some wine. Of course, I knew I shouldn't be drinking, you know, because it wasn't on my diet. So, and I remember what he told me, you know. He said, when he got a couple of drinks on him, all he wanted to do was to go to bed. So, that's why he said he didn't want to go with me. Oh, I went for drinking. So, I remembered that when he drank that. And I could see that he was getting a little, you know, he'd follow me into the kitchen and watch me, and if I, you know. I bought me a one-piece play suit, a terry cloth play suit, and it rides up, you know, just real high on my hind, like half my butt hangs out. And I had that on when he come over, and, well, you know, making remarks, you know, and things like that, and whistling and mm-mm and all that, you know how you men do. Anyway, but he never tried anything, he never got out of line. And we've talked about it. I mean, not about doing each other, you know. But I've let him know. Of this. He's made suggestions. Or, you know, he said you ought to just let John stay a year. He said, give him permission to do it, you know, get satisfied. And then you wouldn't feel bad about it. And I said, there's no way in the world, I don't care if he did do it, that I would. Because I said, two wrongs don't make it right. And I said, that just because he does it don't make wouldn't make it right if I done it. And I said, it's still wrong. I said, I don't believe in it, and I will not commit adultery. I said, I don't care if he's over there going to bed with somebody or with 3 minutes he gets. I'm not going to do it. So he knows how I feel about it. And so other than that, you know, but I see your point. I'm not going to go anywhere with you. He comes over, but that's the latest he's ever stayed, and we were just talking. We just sat and talked. Ellen came by about 2:00. She'd locked herself out, and I can imagine what she thought, but you know what I think about that. Excuse me. But it makes me feel good that you feel the way you do, because I remember when, you know, I used to feel like, you know, you could give a hang less. Of course, I guess back then you figured, yeah, you know, anybody had won or could have her. Well, because I know that, you know, nobody could be interested in me. But I hadn't had any more trouble with Katie's husband. He's just a big, mouthy blowhard. I can't stand him. Anything. I think he thinks because he come over and got the pills all out of me that I owed him something or something. But, yeah, so you think. Katie's mother's here and staying with her. Your mama has 2 ladies living with her. Rita moved in over there. And Goldie, this woman that Ellen went to court for her child custody hearing. They're living over there in your mother's house. And, let's see. Oh. It's about all. From that game. Your mother's called. I'm glad you finally wrote her, and please keep it up, honey. Please, please, please. Because I get tired of Ellen and I had out having discussions about why you acted the way you did. She said, I just don't understand why he's like that. And I tried to explain, you know, that you were just resentful of the fact you didn't have a family life. And she'd bring up objections, and I'd say, well, your mama could have done this and all that, and, you know. But shoot, I can see why Ellen thinks so dang much of her, because she hands over everything she possibly wants to her. Ellen's lived over there, or stayed over there, you know, ever since I've told you. She just left the day before yesterday. And I know she's run up another phone bill like you wouldn't believe. She run up one on ours and didn't pay me, and then walked off that paying that Avon. And I've got another order from her for $15. She sure better pay it. But she didn't say anything about Gary and them, because Ellen had a gas ticket too. It was $100-something just for 1 month from the gas bill. 170-something or 90-something. And then Ellen didn't have any money. And your mama wired her $50 to live on until she got back down there. And, you know. I know how pissed off you get. You don't even like to hear about it. But. Oh, sorry. What's getting mad at me? I didn't appreciate something you said in that tape. How dare you call me a lazy butt? I do not sleep till 8:45. I get up about 7:30 in the morning to get Misty at school. And I've decided something. I think I'm just going to let her go maybe every other week. You know, somebody's already stole her swimming suit and her shoes. So they hadn't been letting her swim because she didn't have a swimming suit. And it just pisses me all to pieces. It's a brand new bathing suit. So I may let her go every other week or something. I don't know how I'm going to do that. And I got something cooking. I hope if it pans out, I'll tell you about it. But I'm not going to get my hopes up about it. I'm not even going to think about it because it probably won't even happen. But if it will, it'll help us a little. Yeah, I hope. But probably won't. And honey, I didn't say about using Marilyn's car to go to Houston. I said, Mama names. If Daddy don't sell his station wagon, I told him I'd buy him a new carburetor if he'd fix it and let us take it. And I'm sure he would. I can't believe, you know, I paid Daddy $50 this time. And he's really been great. But he said you didn't understand why they're treating Marilyn that way. Well, I can, honey. You know, they've promised and promised. Of course, we have too. But, and that's what I told Mama. I said, Daddy probably thinks we're just, or hates me just as bad as us. And she says, no. She says, your daddy and I was talking the other night. And he said he understood why we hadn't paid him because he knew that we really couldn't, you know, that we were pretty bad off. But Marilyn and them, they just spoofed the money, you know. And Daddy was kind of hurt at that. But Daddy told Mama, see, whenever, last week when I got short on money, I think I ran out of money. Well, Mama would let me borrow money. Or, you know, if I needed something at the store or to send Misty to school or, you know, so I wouldn't have to write and bounce checks. And she told Daddy that, you know, that she had. And he said, well, I don't mind. He said, my money is the girls' money if they need it. He says, but I just want them to pay me back or, you know, make an effort to pay me back. At least show some interest, you know. And I can see that. And that made me feel good. So I gave him $50 and I paid back Mama $25 that I had borrowed from her. You know, odds and ends here and there. So it pleased him that I paid him, and he's been a lot better to me. So that's how that is. Now, I try to remember, I'm getting an awful bad habit. I've been meaning, you know, whenever I get your tape, to jot down things. But I get to listen, you know. And I enjoy it so much that I just listen. And yes, I got the chain. I love it. Except for one little thing. The hook on it. Did you notice the hook? Well, it doesn't hook shut. It just, it's kind of a little loop thing. And it falls off pretty easy. And I'm scared to death that I'm going to lose it somewhere. But I love it. I've got it on now. I always wear it. But I'm always losing it in bed. Because the hook comes out real easy. And falls in my watch. I just adore it. I can't get used to having one. I don't wear it much because I can't get used to it. But I love it. Everybody's just had a fit over it. And I'll be so glad when the turntable gets here. I'm anxious to hear some of my records. And what else? What else? What else? What else? I better shut this off while I think a minute. See if there's anything I need to tell you. I can't think of anything important, so I'm just going to yappity yappity yap. Until Avon, I've been going the whole last time. I made $3, and I think I ordered about $10 worth of stuff, demonstration items. I've been ordering you some stuff that's been on special, so you owe me about $25 for Avon. No, not really. I ordered you some spray powder to go on your crotchy watchy. It's a little smell good. I hope you'll like that. And that's really mainly why I want to keep selling Avon. Because I'm going to buy all the demonstration items that I can, so when I stop, you know, I'll have all this stuff, because gosh, I get it real cheap. And but I'm definitely going to go to work when we come back from Houston and get kind of settled back down. I do want to go to work at the warehouse. If they have openings, the Marilyn's, they usually did. I'd like to go to work out there now. You know, but I don't know, just worrying about JJ. But when we go to Houston, well, I want to get a written, you know, statement from the doctor saying, you know, that she can go and all this sort of stuff. So don't let me forget to do that. And then maybe, you know, if you find you a job and maybe I can keep on working, or we can keep the girls down there this winter. I don't know. When it's bad, I hate to take them out. But, let's see. Oh, when you was talking on the tape, you know, you talked to Misty. Did you talk to Misty? The one before or something. I don't remember. She was saying something about her telling you to go back to Vietnam. Well, she heard that. Oh, it hurt her. She says, I won't ever tell Daddy to go back to Vietnam. She says, I love my daddy. I don't want him to go back to Vietnam. And this, it's really bothered her this time. If anything comes up about helicopters, you know, she just, I don't want my daddy to get killed. I want my daddy to come home. And, well, one night, we had the night that I showed Mom and Daddy the film that you sent of Vietnam. Oh, I had a terrible time with her. She cried and cried and cried wanting you to come home. So it's really upset her, and I hope that, please, play it real hard, eat, or whatever. But she needs you so bad. And, of course, I want you to pay attention to Jennifer, but Misty especially, because Misty, or Jennifer's kind of in the place that Misty was in the first time. Of course, Misty was a little bit older, but Jennifer, you know, I don't think she misses you. Now, when she hears your tape, you know, well, she, daddy, you know, daddy gone. But, you know, she don't talk about you, of course, like Misty does. And I want y'all to do things together when you get back, especially maybe take Jennifer somewhere and leave her all day or something, you know, and just go do something with Misty. Because I think she's at that age where, you know, they say a little girl needs a daddy. And I think she's at that age. And I don't want her to have the kind of daddy I had. I want her to be able to talk to you and love you. To be able to say, Daddy, I love you. And she does. She loves you. She talks about, you know, where you living and what you eat. And, you know, she loves to listen to your tapes. And when you say something about her, her eyes get just as big and all that. She's really growing up. She doesn't cry at all when I take her to school. In fact, I kind of think she misses it. But we'll have to take her swimming with us. And everything. Sleepy. I don't know what else has even been going on. Nothing really. Well, I've been thinking about the car. I don't know if it's just that I'm running around an awful lot. I know I'm gone nearly all the time, but it seems like it's using an awful lot of gas. What could be causing that? And oil. And I, you know how I am. The minute it starts sounding funny, I go in, throw a can of oil in it. It always sounds like it's low on oil. And I hadn't gotten any tires, of course. I told you, though, and I did start a savings. And all. And I found out from the insurance that there's a few more bills we're going to have from this insurance thing. In fact, I got a very nasty letter from the radiological group because we hadn't paid them. We owed them $21. And I thought the insurance had paid it, you know. So I called her and asked her about it. And she said, no, she said they paid the major things first, the doctors and the hospital. And then it so happens that this won't be covered, so we've got to pay all that. Just kind of tore me off. So you're right, we won't have everything paid off. That's for definite. But if I can get most of these little beady bills paid off, well, you know. Because I don't think Mr. Kendall's going to say anything to us about, you know, getting behind. Of course, I do want to keep caught up. And I didn't make the car payment this month. And Sears, I got a letter from them today, wanting $30 before the 10th. I'm like, no way. Because that's, well, it's 10 days off, but, you know. Be glad we're $59 behind there. Still. But, you know, I guess there's nothing we need at Sears anyway. I think we're pretty well set to Armageddon. I don't really think we need a bigger house. I'd like to have an nice new house, I guess, but shoot, I don't want to go in debt for nothing. I just want us to enjoy what little time we got left together and not have to worry about making a $190 house payment. This'll do us just fine. We're not going to have any more family. We can fix this up, you know, to last us the 2 years. There's little odds and ends that we can do. And shoot, it's a comfortable house. We may as well make the best of it because, you know, once we start losing things, you know, we won't mind losing this because, you know, it's not all that great. If we live in a big, fine, fancy home, well, it's going to be a little tougher to take. But we hadn't got much to lose. All we got to worry about is our life. And it won't upset us when they start taking our house and car and everything because it ain't all that great. So, all I want is a new lamp. But still, I haven't got this dumb lamp, and it's just completely won't even come on. So, I may do that. But I haven't bought much. I bought the bedspread. I've got it in the layaway, but I think we need that. Some sheets, we definitely need that. And, you know, I get some few odds and ends. That's about all. I got some new kitchen curtains. But that's about all. I'd like to have some new front room drapes, but, you know, no big deal. Don't really need them. I can get by without them. I'm completely satisfied, although I may have to have a new refrigerator. That dumb thing will be defrosting about every month. Sears had them on this time. Wasn't exactly, well, it was like Mom and Daddy's had the ice maker in there for $288. I'd give my eye teeth to have been able to go get one. But I had Sears caught up, I would have. But I didn't, so I didn't. So I'll just keep defrosting. Still hadn't got the backyard mowed. It's even higher than ever. Every time it rains, I think it'll grow a few feet. And it seemed like there's something I was wanting to tell you, but no, I hadn't. See, Ellen's supposed to send you a list of things that she wants. I haven't talked to Mr. Carlius, but you said you wrote him a letter, so I guess he'll write you or contact me or something. I haven't paid him. I may, you know, pay him a couple, but I don't think I'll worry too much. What do you think about getting him paid? I think he'll wait. I don't think he'll bug us any, you know, because he knows the circumstances and everything. Look how long Ellen's owed him. He never says nothing. He keeps right on helping her. She got her child support cut down to $50 a month. Pat's dad asked her to. He's going to give her, they signed the papers and she should be getting $600 for the first year. No bulk sum. She and her and Dempsey were having their big romance again, boy. I don't know, but it kind of made me lose a lot of respect. I told her, I said, Nan, I said, I don't care how unhappy you are at home. I said, boy, I know what it feels like to be the wife of the husband's gone out. And I said, man, Ellen, I said, it hurts. I said, I wouldn't do that to anybody. I don't care how much I hated them. Because I know how they can tear you all to pieces. We don't even care if you live. And I said, that's something I'll never be, is the woman. Yeah, the woman. But, you know, I guess it's different when it's you. She didn't seem to mind. Well, I guess you'll want to hear about her later. I wish I had jotted down some things on that tape that you made. There's always a lot I can think of, but I don't think I'll write and tell him that. I can't even remember. It seems like there was something I was wanting you to see him, but I don't remember what. I would like for you, if you could, to find something to send the girls. Because Misty, you know how she is about packages. And I have to let her open all my packages. Of course, I've just gotten that one, but you know, she has to open the packages because she always thinks it's for her. I wish you'd send them something. Oh, let's see. I hadn't talked to any of the club members at all. Not anybody. Well, they all usually called, but I hadn't. last meeting was real nice. Wasn't hardly anybody there, though. They all asked for a report from you. And I said, well, I forgot the letter and got it too late to put in the newsletter. And Swift, bless his heart, he said, well, I think we ought to give a new letter writer a big hand, round of applause because that was a great newsletter and embarrassed me so bad. You know, everybody applauded. But made me feel good. But, you know, I was scared it wasn't going to be any good. Let's see. I'm going to tell you about my new thing I got me. I got it in Layaway. I wasn't going to tell you. It was going to surprise you to come in, but I'm going to tell you. When all was here, we went out to Wig Imports. She was going to get her wig. So I tried on this fall, a real long fall. It was a lot longer than my hair used to be. And I just fell in love with this blonde. It was real pretty. It's hung down, about curled around my boobs, you know. And when you flip it over, it has that Raquel Welch look. How about that? So I put it in the layaway. I couldn't resist it. I haven't got it out yet, but I think I'm going to enjoy it because I'm going to have to get my hair cut again. It's fairly long now, but I don't know. I went to the beauty shop yesterday to see my hair today. It's at that length. You know how I had it cut with the back is long and the sides are short, and it won't do nothing. I mean, nothing. It's too heavy and thick, and excuse me. So I'm going to have it cut, but I'll have this fall, so it'll be longer. And I tried on my gray dress the other day. And it looked a lot better in it than it did. My hips still kind of bulge on the sides, but it looks a lot better than it did that day I tried it on. And I, you know, remember those white breeches I bought that had the big red rose on them? Well, the last time I tried them on, I don't even, that was a long time, way before you ever left, and I couldn't even get them on. And now I can get them on. So, I've lost enough, you know, that it's noticeable. And I can see that my clothes. I feel like I've lost more, you know, than it actually shows on the scales. Because, you know, people have noticed it. And they wouldn't notice it because, gosh, see, tonight I weighed 141 and a half. And when I weighed in, I just weighed 150. So, see, I've just lost, what, about 8.5 pounds. And, you know, that don't sound like very much, but, you know, I can tell it in my clothes because I can get into a smaller dress now. So, okay, on with the show. Just run it back, and it seems to be doing just fine. So maybe that cleaning job done the trick, huh? No, it doesn't even matter. Well, let's see. What else has happened? Nothing. Really, just, you know, kind of a day-by-day thing. See, Robin didn't move back to Florida. He decided not to. I don't blame him. Don't blame him at all. I thought it was real sad you saw me about that guy that got killed. I could really tell from your letter that it really upset you. And it literally made me sick. Ugh. And then to get that package. What do they do with those packages like that? They just give them to somebody else or something? I often wondered about that. I just wonder if you're up in a train by now. I hope it's a lot better and a lot nicer. And I hope they have a ladies' room for the whores. I really can't imagine. You said the day it really embarrassed you. All those girls were looking at you. Oh, that's hilarious. I was telling Mother about that, and she about cracked up. She said, you can't imagine that embarrassing you. Because she didn't like anything would. But, and I just think your little room is just great. I hope you can sell it for $100 million. Sell everything you can. Oh, and I did not get your bags, but I'll try to get it this time. I guess I better get it this time and get it sent off, or you might not get it in time, right? Because time's coming to an end. Not really too far off, really and truly. Oh, I talked on, but I don't have time. I was going to tell you what. Oh, I don't have time. But I tried plan on going down for the fly-in at Georgetown. But seeing the way you feel about Bill, I told you about my letter, you know, that I wanted to drive down with him. It would save me, you know, and then him and Ronnie's going with him. I could ride down with him, and then I was going to stay at Ellen, and she was going to drive me back before, you know, and I was going to fly back from Temple. I'd like to do that. be all right with you. I'll see what our money situation is. If it's, you know, not too good, I'm not going to do it. Put it, you know, in the savings for our trip to Houston, because, you know, that's more important to me than anything. Well, honey, I'm just about out of tape. In fact, if this runs out, I love you. But I do love you, honey. More than you'll ever know, or more than I can even say. I guess the only way I can do is just to show you. So please hurry home so I can show you. If you want to come home early, that's just fine with me. I'll go right to work. But remember that I do love you, and please take care. And stay out of the helicopters unless you just have to, please. It just worries me sick. But eat good now, and take real good care of yourself. And tell your family that you've gotten so acquainted with that guy that the picture made with, that I said hello, and I appreciate him looking out after you. Be good. And honestly, just hurry home. Because we all miss you so much. We really do. We want you home where you belong. So, right. You do. You're real good. And I love you, darling. Love you very much. So, I'll talk at you again. Be writing you. Maybe you can call me later on. So, JJ's hollering at me, so I better go. I love you, darling. I love you so, 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 so much. Bye-bye.
Hey, about that, I wish there was some way I could really express how deeply I feel about that. I'm going to turn this over. So I'll turn it over and I'll finish.